Hello, everybody. Hello. How are you doing? How are you doing, my friends? This is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show. And I just want to say right now, I don't know. I know a third of my audience is young people. And I just want to say something right now as a guy who's middle aged. It is not as bad as you think. It really does isn't, right? Because people, when I remember when I thought what a guy in his 50s was going to be like, I'm thinking he's not going to be able to do anything. I'm thinking he's going to have a hard time going up the steps. I'm thinking that you know what isn't going to work anymore, which is, thank God, not the case. I thought all of these things, and now that I'm here, it really isn't that bad. I noticed that a lot of the stuff that you can't do as much anymore as often as you used to is a lot of it's the kind of crap you didn't want to do in the first place, like running for a bus. Can I run for a bus? Yes. Do I run for a bus? No, because I got a car. Right? There's certain things hey man, you can't go, you can't play basketball for 5 hours a day like you used to. Guess what? I don't want to play basketball for 5 hours a day. Why in the blue hell would I want to do that? I go out, I play basketball for an hour, and then I got stuff to do. I ain't got time for that crap. Right? But here's the thing. One of the problems I have personally is I have all of my hair. My hair grows just as fast and just as thick as it did when I was younger. The only difference is it grows in white now. I have white hair. And sometimes when you're younger and you let your hair grow, you don't feel like shaving. It's not a big deal. But who cares? Right? You look like a rugged guy. You look like a rugged guy. Yeah, that guy, boy, he's a real rugged guy. Probably chops wood on the weekends and he probably drop kicks lions. That's what they look like, how rough and gruff that guy is. He's a real brawny man. And that's the truth when you're a young guy and you let your hair grow. You look earthy. But when you're a middle-aged guy, or even before you even get old, and your hair grows in white, all of a sudden, it makes you look like you're way older than you actually are. Right? I started to have people started calling me sir. Right? Hey, so I'll hold the door for you, sir. Now, if he just held the door for me, I wouldn't have thought much of it. Right? It's just a thing that you do. It's a very courteous thing that you do. I hold the door for people behind me. They could be some young, strong, muscled up guy. If he's behind me, as politeness, I will hold the door. Right? But I'll hold the door for you, sir, like he's doing some kind of charity work for some 900-year-old guy. Right? My car was in the shop. Okay? And I had to ride the bus to get to my car because my car was getting repaired. And some person said, oh, let me get out of this seat so you can sit down, sir. What the heck? What? I'm 54, not 154. And I remembered I hadn't shaved my head yet. I had a head full of white hair. The hair on my face is white. And I realize, oh my goodness, these people think I'm a lot older than I am. And I was slightly offended by it at first. But then I realize, what are you, an idiot? You didn't want to stand up on the bus in the first place. Let that guy give you the seat is what I'm thinking, right? I'm walking through the supermarket. I got some water on my shoulder. Young guy walks up. Let me get that for you, sir. And I'm thinking, oh, here we go. As soon as he puts the water near the trunk of my car, he's going to want a dollar. So I'm putting my hand in my pocket, about to give him the buck. I say, hey, let me give you a little something. Hey, no, sir. I'm just happy to help you. You remind me of my grandfather. I remind you of your grandfather. Dude's like 40 years old. I'm 14 years older than him, not 114 years older than him. And I slightly offended, but then I realized, why am I offended? I didn't have to carry this water back to my car. I like it. And I started thinking, why am I going to shave my head when people are starting to do things for me? What am I, an idiot? Right? And I'll be honest with you, I'm a little embarrassed by what I did next because I still planned on shaving my head and I did that today. This was a couple of days ago. I'm embarrassed by that. I don't even know if I should admit that I did. Oh my goodness. All right, the heck with it. This is so bad. There was something on the ground I was picking up at a Lowe's Was it heavy? Yes. Was it too heavy for me to pick up? No. I just was like, I don't feel like carrying this crap. So as I approached it, I saw these young guys around me, right? With their little, with their work. I knew they worked at the place, right? Now, I, even though I'm 54 years old, I'm not one of those guys that when I get out of the chair, I got to make those sounds. I don't make sounds when I get out of a chair. If I have to bend down to pick up something off the floor, I don't make sounds. I just pick it up silently. I'm not at that point where my fitness levels has dropped or I'm old enough where I'm like, when I pick up stuff. If I pick up something heavy, it's like that. I don't make those old guy sounds yet, right? And I also don't walk like an old guy, right? And that's the truth too, damn it. Because I had a cut on my face that got infected, right? So I had to go to the emergency room to get it drained and then get some antibiotics, right? And so the doctor, talking to the nurse practitioner, she says, you take, drink, eat this, the diet, antibiotics, and I'm going to put this needle in your face and you drain this and put the thing in there and all that kind of crap. And she did all that kind of crap. She goes, okay, you can read your, at the patient portal, we're going to tell you what happened. You give us a call, we'll give you a call, you can just read the patient portal. So I look into the patient portal, and I didn't realize how much the doctor puts into the notes. You figure once they go, okay, you're ready to go, that's when they stop observing you. No, as I'm walking out with the nurse out of the emergency room into the other room so I can go drive home, I go home and I read it and it goes, he got out of the bed robustly, looked good and strong. He had a good, healthy, normal gait as he walked out. He opened the door very, very easily. He was jovial. I'm sitting there going, the moment you said I could leave, I didn't know you were still taking notes. What the hell, what the hell was going on? Right? So I'm a healthy guy, dagnabbit. And I feel bad about what I did at the Lowe's. I see the heavy thing. This is embarrassing. I start to do like a little old guy walk. And I don't know whether I did it consciously or unconsciously. I don't have an old guy walk. I still walk strong and fast, right? I still, as the doctor said, as the nurse practitioner said in my notes, walk with a powerful, healthy gait, right? But I didn't walk with a powerful, healthy gait when I have to pick up that heavy crap. Oh, hell no, I didn't. Right? And like I said, I don't make noises when I pick up stuff off the floor. But as I was bending over to pick up that thing, I was like, I threw one of those in, right? That ain't even a real sound. But it's a real sound, but you don't want to pick up. Oh, sir, no, let me help you with that. Oh, sure, thanks, Sonny. I actually called the guy Sonny. What the heck was that crap? Right? He puts the thing into the cart for me. Oh, thanks a lot. And I shuffle on out there down the hallway and they're looking at each other like, I had a look on their face like we helped the old man. And meanwhile, I'm thinking, yeah, thanks a lot, chump. I could have picked that crap up, but why should I? Right? And I shuffle on over to the thing and I'm starting to, and the second I got outside the Lowe's, it was almost like that Saturday Night Fever music came on. You know, when Tony Manero from Saturday Night Fever was like strolling down the street, eating that slice of pizza, like his young self was like, okay, let me shuffle a little bit. I don't think they can see me. Yeah, they can't see me from here. Boom, 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 boom. Y'all some fools. Y'all a couple fools. I could have picked it up. Boom, boom, boom. And I'm sitting there going, why did I do that, right? Because the thing about it is, if you're an old guy, but not too old, if you go into a rough neighborhood, and this happened to me recently, I'm with somebody in the car, I'm dropping them off someplace, and when I'm on the way to the place I was dropping them off, doing them a favor, they used the opportunity to stop off at a couple of stores on the way. They didn't say anything about stopping off at stores. They definitely didn't say anything about being in each store 15 minutes, letting me sit there on the curb. And I got news for you. The neighborhood we were going through was not exactly the best neighborhood, okay? Now, granted, the neighborhood I grew up in was not the best neighborhood. And this was just about the same badness of neighborhood. The only difference is I don't know anyone here, right? And when a new car comes by and slows down and is just randomly sitting there, all of the people that don't know you start looking at you, right? and they don't know who's in the car, right? And you start seeing people that you're going, oh my goodness, I'm dropping this, I'm getting this chance, this fool a chance to go to the store to get something, and I'm going to wind up getting carjacked or shot because this chump is taking too long getting cigarettes. And they come up to the, and they start heading towards the car, and I'm going, okay, I guess this is carjacking number two coming up. And they look in the car angry, and they see me sitting there with my white hair on my head and my white hair on my face. And I could literally see these people who look very angry and suspicious. I could see their body language very slowly melt and relief come onto their face. And I'm looking at them, and they're looking at me, and I'm looking at them, and they're looking at me, and they're like, hey, old head, what's up, old head? Hey, man, sorry, man, we thought you was somebody else, old head. You good, you good. I'm like, all right, bro. Nah, cool, bro, cool, bro. All right, man. Have a good night, old head. And they walked away. And the only thing I was thinking was, what would have happened to the person that they thought it was? And also, I am so glad that they actually decided to come over and make sure that it was not the person that they thought it could be. Because a lot of times people don't check and see if it's the person that they thought it could be. They just immediately begin shooting into the car. Right? And then this fool comes back out. Hey, I got the cigarettes. And I'm like, yeah, you almost got me shot, chump. I got to stop at another store. I said, the only place you stopping is at the destination, and we ain't never coming down here again, chump. Because the thing is, even if I looked younger, and I've been there before, where looking like an older guy, basically, when I had my white hair, kind of eases people off of you. You almost become invisible. Right? Because they're like, eh, this old guy ain't going to do nothing. Right? And that's another time when you try to act a little older than you actually are, because then they don't think of you as a threat. And they decide to beat somebody else's butt. They just, like, oh, man, he old. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm old. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm going to leave now, you young whippersnappers, while you stab each other. Okay? All right, old head, get out of here while we finish each other off. No problem. And then I get the hell down the street. Right? Things like that happen all the time. And now I've shaved my head, and I look younger than I actually am. And oh, I know that I'm not going to get the benefit, right? I know if I go to Lowe's and I go, oh, they're going to be going, yeah, bend with your knees, bro. Bend with your knees, bro. Yeah, there was an old guy here the other day who kind of dressed like you. We helped him out, but you look a lot younger, so you can just go bend with your knees, Jack, right? If I drove to that same place looking like I look right now with my head shaved, they'd be like, hey, man, what you doing in this neighborhood, bro? Get out of here, bro, before we kick your behind, bro. That's probably what would have happened, right? So I don't know. Maybe I should grow my hair back and look older again, right? Maybe that's what I should do. You think I should grow my hair back and look old again? Maybe I should. But the thing is, I know now, over the course of time, I've learned that there are times when I want to be looking older, and there's times when I want to look like my regular self. Things evolve and change over time, right? I remember having a conversation with one of my younger relatives, and he was laughing at me because I was explaining to him that I used to have to go to record stores to buy things. Laughed me out of my own house. I remember a younger relative laughing at me because I was explaining when I was his age and I lived in Los Angeles, I had to literally use a paper map to find places. And he almost slipped up and said, yo, man, why don't you just use Google Maps? Google Ma-? Because he realized there was no Google back then. Right? But as I said, as time goes by, things change. Things evolve. Things become a little bit different. Right? I noticed something that I saw online. I saw a thing now where, and I don't think it's a new thing. People act like this is a new thing, but this thing has been going on for a long period of time. They were talking about ladies who would go out with dudes just because they wanted to eat the dinner and didn't like the dude. And people online are acting like this is a new thing. No, it's not a new thing. It's not new at all. There were always ladies who would go out with a guy just because they wanted dinner. There were guys who would go out with a lady. They had no intention of being in a relationship with a lady. They just didn't feel like being at home by themselves. Their other friends were out there with their married or they have girlfriends and they're out there doing their thing and they didn't want to feel like a chump and they go out on a date because they just wanted to be out. Maybe they'd get lucky. They don't know, but they don't want to be home. And that's just the way it is. That's nothing new. Young people think that's a new thing. It's not a new thing. There's really nothing new under the sun. If you look up old stand-up comedy routines from the 80s, from back when I started doing comedy originally, you'll see all the cliched, corny little lines about, you know, I buy something for myself and my lady always wants a bite of it. And the and my lady, when we first got in a relationship, used to get up in the morning and brush her teeth so her breath didn't stink. And but now that we've been married, we kiss each other on the mouth even though our breath stinks. And it's like, but the thing is, there's truth to that. These are not new concepts. These are not new concepts. The first time I lived with ladies or the first time I was in adult relationships, that stuff actually happened. And I try to explain that to young relatives. These are not new things. These are universal things. I'd wake up in the morning and this girl I was with, she literally got up and brushed her teeth before I woke up. That literally happened. I'm thinking, that's a bad stand-up comedy routine from the 80s, right? She wouldn't go to the bathroom in my presence. That actually happened. But it was a bad comedy routine from the 80s. It was corny, but it actually happened. And just like in those comedy routines, and just like you see in sitcoms, because they're based on real life, things start to happen and things start to evolve. And I remember the first time I was taking a shower with a lady, and I knew the relationship was what I thought was solid at the time. The same lady who wouldn't kiss me before without brushing the teeth, the same lady who would act like she didn't even have to go to the bathroom, decided she was going to go to the bathroom while I was taking a shower. That's what she decided to do. Now, it was the first time she did it. So obviously, I'm in the shower. She was asleep. She gets up and comes into the bathroom. And I'm thinking, I'm in the shower. She's coming into the bathroom. I know what's about to happen. She's going to come into the shower with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to lather her up and make sure her breasts are extra clean and her butt cheeks are extra clean by rubbing them for long periods of time. She's going to make sure parts of me are extra clean as well. And then we're going to rinse each other off. Oh, 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 oh. And then we're going to go back into that room we just left and get dirty again. That's what I thought. Why? Because I was young and I was an idiot. I started to notice that she was in the bathroom, and it was one of those, you know, those glass bathroom cup, you know, where you can't, it's glass, it's not a curtain. And I could see her, and she seems to be sitting down. I get it. Well, she was just asleep. She's probably going to, you know, do something. And then after that, then she's going to come in here. I'm sure this she's been sitting down for a while. This is not good. Oh no. And all the romantic thoughts I had about the tryst that was now about to take place, the shower, was very slowly leaving my mind, because now she's still sitting and I'm hearing buttocks air, if you understand what I'm saying. Big explosions of buttocks air. Mood killing buttocks air. And I'm going, oh no, why did you could have done that out there, but you really, you can't do. And then I'm hearing water, not from the sink, water being hit, you know, that kind of buttocks air and plopping sounds. And now I'm going, please God, do not come into the shower with me after that. She's coming into the shower. And she's trying to get romantic, and I'm thinking, no, all I'm thinking about is the buttocks air and the plopping. I clean myself, I know, but I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood. She thinks I'm kidding, but I'm not really kidding. And then she starts to soap herself up, and I realize I'm now back in the mood, and her breasts need to be cleaned thoroughly. Don't judge me. Shut up. But what I'm saying is, look, time comes and things evolve. Things become a little bit different, right? We become a little bit better as people, right? Right? Just like I've gotten much better at doing this podcast, and you've gotten much better at being an audience. And I'm going to try to keep getting better at doing this podcast. But I can make suggestions to you, friendly suggestions on how to become a better audience. Even though you're a fantastic audience now, I can tell you slight ways you could be a tad better, friendly, helpful advice from your Uncle S. Like, if you like this podcast, know what you can do? You can tell other people about this podcast. Why would you not? I mean, if you go to a party that you love and you had an opportunity to invite friends to a party that you're having a great time at, you would invite them, right? You might even put them in the car and drive them with you. So if you know somebody that would like to hear this podcast, put them in the car, metaphorically speaking, and drive them to the party, right? If you like something and somebody says, what do you think about that? You'd want to tell them that you like it. You'd want to tell the person that did the thing that you like the thing, right? So you would probably want to rate and review that thing. Like, you rate and review this podcast. 5 stars, please, right? Of course. And if you like something, you want to know about it. You want to know when it's coming out. You want to know when it's available. So you would, of course, subscribe if you haven't, right? Fantastic. And if you do that, that will make you the best audience in the world. Who am I kidding? You're already the best audience in the world, but it will make you an even better best audience in the world. You dig? Cool. Thank you very much for listening to me, my friends, and I will see you again next time. Much love to you. Take care.